In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Michael had been a pastor for some years now, not too many, and his members and the brethren in the ministry viewed him as a faithful pastor. Perhaps it was his concern for Brett, a teenager in his congregation, that had him frustrated the most. In fact, that's what he was thinking about right now. Brett was obsessed with the internet and its dark side. It was all he could talk about with his friends. It's all he did with his spare time. It was harming his education, his relationships with his family and with others, and it was ruining his faith. And Michael had talked with Brett on more than one occasion. He was just returning from the last conversation. Nothing seemed to work with Brett. He was addicted to the web. This frustration had grown into some anger in their last words. As Michael remembered it, his voice got louder and louder. He knew Brett couldn't love two things equally well: what he was finding on the net and his God. The created world was taking over where the Creator should be. And he found himself quoting from 1 John 5, "Keep yourself from idols," and from Philippians 3, "Their God is their belly, their glory is their shame, and their mind is on earthly things." And as his voice got louder, he saw the stunned look on Brett's face, stunned more by how the pastor said it than what he said. And that's what worried Michael. They would meet again tomorrow, and he's not sure what he could say. There must be some way to help this young man with his growing addiction. That's when he remembered the words from this epistle: "With confidence, draw near to the throne of grace." And as he thought about it, this applied to himself. He was embarrassed, discouraged, and ashamed of his work as a pastor. For what had he been saying to Brett but to make him feel more guilty and more guilty as a way of helping him? How would that help? And that's what he knew he had to say differently the next time they met. He would not remove the law. No, that would be wrong. But he would also remind Brett of the high priest who worked on his behalf, has worked on his behalf when he faced the devil down with the word of God and walked away obedient. When he took himself as an obedient son to the cross and there died in place of Michael, in place of Brett, and even us. For he was the very sacrifice that showed the great mercy of God that one could trust. So this drive for self-perfection or behavior modification or grit in the face of temptation was certainly not the way to go. It had to be a different heart. That's the miracle he was looking for in Brett: a trust in a merciful God that frees one from being enslaved by flesh or world or devil. Now, Michael would include the story of Christ. He would invite Brett to look heavenward, to pray to Christ for help. He would encourage him to pray with confidence that the mercy he would receive and for the grace that he would find when he was in need. He kept saying to himself at the end, "Pray with confidence, Brett. Pray with confidence." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.